Well, today we have a guest joining us on our program. Tina Bakehouse from the Golden Hills RC&D is with us here this morning. Tina, how are you?
I'm great, Jim. How are you doing?
Well, good. As long as this weather keeps getting more spring-like, I'm great.
Me too.
Nobody disagrees. Hey, let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff that folks can learn through some of the programming that's offered through the Golden Hills RC&D. There's a program coming up here very soon here at the Atlantic Public Library that folks may want to check out. They'll learn a little bit about where they live.
Absolutely. So Golden Hills RC&D is partnering with the University of Iowa. And what's great is they're bringing in a researcher who's been working on this project for many years. Her name's Sheree Hori Art, and she will be discussing the Ancient Trails Project, highlighting specifically tour 8 of the 8 different trails and tours that she's researched. And that particular trail is the Lutso Scenic Byway. And so what this opportunity will allow individuals is, first of all, the talk will be blessed by a Native American and then from the Omaha tribe. And then she will talk about the archaeological aspects of this particular trail, specifically looking at how did people transition from place to place, you know, when we were settling America, you know, traders, soldiers, Indians at that time, pre-1850, and, you know, all of our existing roads post-date that time frame. So you get to learn a lot, and this is all free to the public at the Atlantic Public Library on March 9th at 2 p.m.
Why is this information important to folks? Why should they come out?
Well, I think one thing that's really interesting to me as an Iowan and from Southwest Iowa is we've got a land formation that's unique in the world, just Southwest Iowa or Western Iowa and and China have the Lutso Hills. And that special soil formation, it's not only beautiful landscape to look at and to appreciate that we want to preserve, but also it kind of gives us a footprint and an understanding of where we've come from. And I think having that historical context and understanding gives us an idea of where we can go in the future. So to all those history buffs, but also to people just interested in nature and culture, as well as schools, you know, if any young students that are interested, it'd be great to get the schools out to the library as well.
You know, we like to think that we've evolved a lot over time, and in some ways we have, but it doesn't mean that people back then were dumber than we were. They, in some respects, were a little bit smarter when it came to the lay of the land and some of the ways that they had to go through their lives to make sure they were safe, they were efficient, all those kinds of things. They had a pretty good feel for some of this stuff. Will we learn some of that?
Well, possibly, yeah. And so that's what this researcher will give us some insight into is what you will learn on Tour 8 is you'll be able to highlight some spots that you can get in your car and ride that actual Lutso Scenic Byway, the national byway, and be able to witness the transition or relics of things of the past. And so it gives us an idea of the challenge that our settlers and people before us had in terms of not just transportation of self, but of goods and services, and just being able to make Iowa a state back in the 1800s.
Yeah, has this professor done a lot of work on this, a lot of research on a lot of these different locations then?
Yes, this has been her primary project. She's out of the Office of the State Archaeological Area at the University of Iowa. And so she's done research on the 8 different ancient trail tours that are throughout this, throughout Iowa. And so the Lutso Hills National Scenic Byway Tour 8 is the closest to Atlantic area that you can get to within a weekend if you're looking for something to do. And she'll give you resources also to check out the other 7 tours so that if you're looking for a weekend adventure, you can check out other different areas of the state to learn more as well as see unique sites.
So this is going to be a bit of a history lesson along with a little bit of knowledge about how we can better understand and maybe enjoy our little corner of the world then.
That's right. And it's also, what I like is it's not only embracing history, but it's sort of an arts and cultural experience because you're going to get to meet a Native American Indian and then also from the Omaha tribe, but also you'll get to see actual art from a Native American artist. And so I think that, that's also in and of itself adds to the overall experience. And I think, too, it's worthwhile to have discussions after learning. You can learn from each other because there will be time at the end of her talk to ask questions for clarification and to learn more.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this is an opportunity for adults and children?
Absolutely. I would say older children would probably find more interest in this, particularly your teens and older. So anywhere from freshman year of high school and beyond. So if history teachers or language arts teachers are interested in taking a class, it's Friday, March 9th at the Atlantic Public Library at 2 p.m., and they can see some artwork as well as meet a Native American from the Omaha tribe, and then get to hear a really informed talk from a researcher from the University of Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Have you done other programs similar to this in the area, or is this kind of the first one for this?
Well, in terms of what we did with the Les Hills Heritage Week, that was clear back in September. We sort of have realized that we have this gem that we need to embrace the Les Hills and find different ways of doing that, whether through a music festival or art or talks. And so I think we're getting started. We've done a few starting in September, and I think I know that our different area museums have done other informed talks, but I think this is unique in that the University of Iowa sort of reached out to me at Golden Hills RC&D to say, hey, we've got a grant, we're willing to travel. And so I persuaded her to not just do one stop in Southwest Iowa, but to hit three different counties. So not only will she, if you can't make the talk on Friday at 2 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library, you have the opportunity to go to Glenwood at the Mills County Museum on Thursday, March 8th, and that's at 7 p.m., so that's an evening opportunity. Or you can go in the morning on Friday, March 9th at the Council West Public Library at 10 a.m. So there's, again, three different great opportunities, all free to the public. They are the same talk, so you don't, unless you want to see it three times, it is the same talk at each of those three locations in Glenwood, Council Bluffs, and Atlantic.
That's a great opportunity. Probably a resource that most folks in the area would never even had known was out there if it wasn't for the collaboration between the university and Golden Hills.
That's right, and that's what Golden Hills is really working on as their outreach and communication coordinator. I'm working on developing additional university and college relationships to get more educational opportunities so that rural and small town folks can be close to their community, learn, and not have to trek, an hour or 2 hours to Omaha and Des Moines, but to really embrace what we have here in terms of arts and culture.
And you may have largely answered this question already, but Tina, why is it important for folks to understand this kind of stuff?
Well, I think ultimately, in order to be a well-rounded citizen, I'm kind of preaching this to my 7-year-old, is to always be curious and always ask good questions and to be well-read and have good conversations. And part of what I feel like as a well-rounded, educated individual is not only do we need to understand and be civically engaged of what's happening right now in our school districts, in our cities, in our small towns, and in our area, and what's happening with farms and agriculture, but we also, it's really a great idea to have an understanding of where we've come from. So studying Iowa history and knowing how we started as a state, also understanding land formations and being aware of what's happening in our environment, how we can preserve it and care for it so that we have it for generations to come. And really, part of what makes communities vibrant is having the opportunities like these that educate, that communicate, and that connect all of us together, which are arts and culture.
So really the only thing folks need to bring with them is perhaps a friend.
I think a friend and a notebook if you want to jot some ideas down and make a list of the different tours that you want to do, because she'll really inform us about the Les Hills Scenic Byway, but also, which is Tour 8, but there are 7 different ones that you could certainly jot down and think about touring our beautiful state of Iowa.
Excellent. And again, that's coming up on Friday, March 9th.
That is correct. That's Friday, March 9th. So that's a week from this Friday at 2 p.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. If you have additional questions, don't hesitate to check out our website at Golden Hills RC&D, which is www.goldenhillsrcd.org. Or if you'd like to talk with me, Tina Bakehouse, the Outreach and Communication Coordinator, You can reach me at 712-482-3029. Again, that's 712-482-3029. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
You mean you actually answer the phone when people call?
I do when I'm there. I do wander around Southwest Iowa a bit, so if I'm not there, they'll take a message and get it to me, and I will definitely get back to the person.
Very good. Oh, that's a rare thing, too, to have somebody answer a phone call these days. Excellent.
That's right.
Very good.
I do answer my phone.
Thank you, Tina. Appreciate it so much. Hey, good luck with the presentation. Sounds like folks will have a good time.
They will, and I'll be at all three of those, so they'll see my smiling face introducing our wonderful researcher, and I hope to see you there. It's a great opportunity. Thanks, Jim.